With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
Definitely want to highlight some things because I don't want to just poo-poo on the team the whole time, right? Because I still got love for the squad. So I definitely want to talk about Zebby first off, because to me, he's been a shining light. He's been a shining light on this team over the last couple of weeks because there has been zero productivity from the catcher's position, whether it be Reese McGuire or Yasmani Grandal. I mean, it has been absolutely dreadful from the catching position. But Zebby Zavala, I mean, I think he's batting over 300, or now he's batting 286. He was batting over 300 a second ago. And he got one homer. But damn, 286, much better than anybody else in that position. Excuse me. And, you know, he was doing well. You know, last year, he only batted 183 last year. What year am I thinking about that I saw Zebby come in and play well? Well, either way, he's been doing good enough for me as of late. And then, obviously, you got to give some kudos to Dylan Cease. What a dog, right?
Dude, he pitched himself a hell of a game today. I mean, just to get them out of that, to avoid the sweep, I mean, he did exactly the power. But you brought up the catchers, and I wanted to ask you this as a true White Sox fan, because I got this asked as being a Cubs fan is – with the Cubs in their situation, what would you think about a trade of sending Contreras to the South Side?
Ooh, don't get me excited like that, Tyler. Why would you even put that thought bubble in my brain like that?
You can thank Cody Decker for that because he brought that up to me. And I'm like, well, as a Cubs fan, I would not like that. But as a Sox fan, it makes too much sense.
Right. Cubs fans are tired of us winning the trades is what basically is going on over there. So you're like, I'm done giving you guys the meat and potatoes while we get the broccoli and the beans. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really are tired of doing that. But damn, if we can get – I mean, first of all, you'd have to give up way too much to get Wilson Contreras. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it. I mean, I wouldn't mind giving up some prospects or maybe even like because the thing is, what would you guys want in return? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, the bullpen, I don't know what right. You don't know what the hell's going on in the bullpen over
right. I mean, you guys would want a starting pitcher. So what? We'd have to give – I mean, obviously, I don't know numbers and contracts and stuff like that. But in my mind, I'm thinking guy like Reynaldo Lopez, right? Someone that could be a starter for you guys and who's a proven starter in the majors and has been pitching really well this year. And I'm sure he'd love the opportunity to go 5-6 innings as opposed to just getting spot starts and lengthy reliefs in that sense. And then when you're talking about the rest of the roster, hold on, let me just go. Now you got me excited. You genuinely got me excited with that one because.
Dude, it makes too much sense for the White Sox, but I would be so mad just because Contreras is like, I mean, the Cubs can get a lot.
How about this? You know who I'd give you guys? Wow, Sox fans might hate me for this one. I'd give you guys Reynaldo Lopez, and I'd give you back Eloy Jimenez. Look at that. Look at now, you like it.
I wish you were the GM.
I wish I was too, because I'd give up Eloy and I'd give up Reynaldo right now. Because the reality is this: we got a bunch of arms in the bullpen. You know, we love Reynaldo Lopez, but Vince Velasquez, you know, not as good of a pitcher, but he ate up two innings today or the other day. I mean, so somebody like that, I mean, you know, you can replace his innings with someone like Vince Velasquez. And Eloy Jimenez, I mean, listen, he's you gotta call a spade, he's injury prone, right? So I mean, if he can't get on the field, then he's no value to us. And if we're considering playing, you know, we're gonna have a platoon in the outfield. I mean, we already got, you know, our guys out there as is. So I mean, I don't know, man. I don't hate that, to be very honest with you. I don't hate it. Eloy Jimenez, we should start that rumor. We work on
I'll throw it out on the social media.
Yeah,
this will be the promo right here.
Yeah, Eloy and Reynaldo for Contreras.
You guys already took Kimbrel from the Cubs last year.
We quickly got rid of him.
You borrowed him.
Yeah, we quickly got rid of him. Yeah. But you guys got Danny Mendick. Yeah. No. What am I talking
you
about?
You have
to. Yeah. Right. We got Danny Mendick.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? Two strikes. What? Why is slipping my mind right now? See, now I'm going to go ahead and Google.
All I can remember was for a shortstop. I don't know why I'm going blank on the fucking name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know. My gosh. Why am I? It's got to be an edit in the damn thing. Craig Kimbrel trade to the Sox. It was trade Sox Cubs. Once I see his name, I'm going to be like, Nick Madrigal. And I was like, why did I not remember
that? Yeah, that's right.
Because he hasn't played in so long. Because he hasn't played in so long. That's why I feel like it's throwing me off right now. All right. So, but again, Sox always seem to win the trades when it comes to when they're switching players with the Cubs. And again, I would love something like that. Now, I'm going to get dragged through the mud for throwing Eloy in there. I know I am. But listen, I was the guy that sent Andrew Vaughn for Frankie Montas from the Oakland A's at the beginning of the season. Did you see what he did the other day? Almost pitched a no-hitter. They pulled him out. The Oakland A's manager, two outs in the ninth inning, right? Two outs in the ninth inning. They're about to win. It's 1-0. They're playing, I believe, like the Mariners or something like that. It's 1-0. Ninth inning, two outs. They change the – he for some odd reason, he changes the pitcher with two outs already, and then the pitcher proceeds to give up two runs, and they end up losing 2-1. Frankie Montas doesn't get the victory at all, but pitched a gem in that game. I know. And that's what I feel like we need. We need more guys that can be shut down type pitchers on our roster so that way, because obviously our offense is struggling. I mean, I guess that's what you're going to say, right? Gabe, it doesn't matter if you guys can't hit the ball anyway. And that's what we struggled with last year in the playoffs against teams like the Houston Astros, where obviously they were a superior team offensively and we couldn't put runs on the board against their pitching. But again, these are all pipe dreams. These are all things that we wish could happen. But the reality is this. The White Sox can't hit. The White Sox aren't pitching particularly well outside of Dylan Cease. And Michael Kopech is a roller coaster ride. Lance Lynn, no one ever expected Lance Lynn to be anywhere near the ace that he had to be last year in the playoffs. And Lucas Giolito just hasn't seemed to find his rhythm yet. So, again, when you're talking about this team, you got underachieving offensive players. And then you got, you know, a pitching staff that isn't pitching up to their potential. The best part of your team is the bullpen. So, again, if you can move some of those assets or maybe some younger guys in order to get something to give your team some sort of spark, that's the only way I can see the White Sox bouncing back in order to – and I'm not even saying win the AL Central. I'm talking about making the damn wild card at this point.
Yeah, that's what the White Sox have to be shooting. Because, I mean, even La Russa said it himself. Like, he said in the postgame that he's like, he hopes that they're in the playoffs. So, I mean, that's what they're shooting for right now. It went from starting off as divisional favorites to maybe we'll make the wild card.
Hopefully. Unreal. Unreal. 5.5 games out of the wild card right now. And the reality is, first of all, you're 3.5 behind Cleveland, who is 2 games out of the wild card. So you got to jump over Cleveland, you know, to even get there. But the other teams that are in the mix are really good teams that are going to continue to win. Tampa Bay is probably the only team that I don't feel like can withstand the winning. They've just been so up and down all year. But Toronto's playing well. Boston's playing well. Those teams obviously in the mix for the wild card. And then also above White Sox right now are the Texas Rangers, who the Sox lost a couple of games to as well during the season. So, again, I mean, 5.5 obviously is super manageable, something that they can, you know, if they can just get on some sort of friggin' win streak. Imagine if they didn't lose three of the four to Baltimore. They'd be, you know, somewhere in the mix. I wouldn't feel as bad for them right there. But, again, I'm going to say it again. I do feel like they're going to turn the corner eventually. And I don't know if that's high hopes or if I just genuinely – you know what it is, Tyler? I believe in the players, right? Okay. I can give a fuck about Tony La Russa. Fine. You're a shitty coach or a shitty manager. Like, you're making bad decisions. Fine, right? But I know who's on that roster. I know what kind of man Tim Anderson is. I know Andrew Vaughn is a dog. I know Jose Abreu and Luis Robert. Like, those guys love baseball and want to play well. I know Yoan Moncada wants to win. I know Jake Berger feels like he has a lot to prove. So when we're talking about the roster overall, like, those are the guys that I'm depending on, right? Those are the guys that I'm hoping are going to come through. Lucas Giolito, I know he's a great pitcher. I know he's going to do well. Kopech has been pitching phenomenally the whole year overall, and I know that he can come through. Lance Lynn could eat up some innings and keep you in a game so that way you can continue that streak. So that's really what I'm banking on when I say, you know, I feel like the White Sox still have an opportunity. They're a bad team right now. I've said it a million times, and it's true, but it doesn't mean that I don't also believe that they can come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.